When the words New Orleans and music are mentioned in conversation, most people assume jazz is the topic at hand. However, our fine city has quite a few different flavors when it comes to the musical department, including orchestral and choral. I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be talking with Chris Bergeron, conductor and music director co-founder of the New Orleans Volunteer Orchestra. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me, for starters, how did the New Orleans Volunteer Orchestra come about?
Well, the New Orleans Volunteer Orchestra started about 5 years ago at Loyola University, and it was started by me and Joseph Cieslak. We were classmates back at Loyola, and we just had a deep love for classical music. We were both studying music over there, and we just wanted to get some conducting experience. We wanted to play some different types of music. So the orchestra started kind of very organically through friends meeting and playing together, and we just, you know, what do we want to play today? What do we want to play, you know? And from there, it just really grew and grew and grew. So it's been really fantastic. So basically now we're in our fifth year, as I mentioned, and about a year ago we introduced, instead of just having the orchestra, now we have a choir, which you know, it's allowed the orchestra to kind of, we can do so much more than just orchestral music. We can do big orchestra choir pieces. We can do more concerts a year. So it's all been a lot of fun. Everyone involved, it's a completely volunteer group. No one gets any salary for it. We just meet every week because we love to do it. We love music, and we want to expand music in New Orleans.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. And one of the things I appreciate that I know about the group is kind of how inclusive it is. You allow a lot of different skill levels to come in and to kind of try and practice and learn. Could you talk about that for a bit?
Yeah, we basically allow anybody that has a passion and a love for the music. Now, it's a little bit harder with the orchestra because you obviously need to have an instrument, and you need to be able to, you know, read music to some level. We do have some beginners, but mostly everybody is trained in music in some way, whether it was high school or college. But we do include everybody. We say, come try it out. Hey, if you used to play an instrument, if you used to sing, if you want to get back into it, come on by and check us out.
And the music is all classical fugues and Haydn, right?
Well, sometimes. One cool thing about Novo is we spend a lot of time with our programming. Like, we will mix a lot of classical music with a lot of things like movie soundtracks, video game soundtracks, things that you might not hear other orchestras play. So we get the young people in with our, you know, Legend of Zeldas or our, you know, Super Smash Brothers or whatever, and then we'll play some class, we'll play some Mozart, we'll play some Beethoven. So they kind of get exposed to both types of music. So that's one way we've been able to get a lot more younger people in the audience and make classical music more relevant in everyone's life, not just the stereotypical, you know, classical music fan, but to everybody. We strive to entertain. There's one thing about our concerts is you will be entertained if you come and check us out. I can guarantee that.
Well, how do people get involved?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the website. It's just www.novorchestra.com. You can sign up there, and one of our directors, myself or Joseph, will read it and send you an email, and you can check out a rehearsal, and you can see if it's something that you like or something that you might not enjoy, and if not, then that's fine. There are no membership dues, so people can come in and they can leave as they please. And some people who are going out of town for any length of time that have to quit and have to come back, that happens all the time. But as you mentioned, we are very, very inclusive. We accept anybody who just loves the music.
That's so great. Is there any piece of music that you haven't quite done yet but you're really looking forward to get your hands on?
I'm actually really excited about doing this Mozart on October 14th because that is going to be the first time we're actually doing a full symphony.
Well, to kind of close that on out, tell me about some events you have coming up.
Well, we have two things going on. October 14th is the orchestra concert. That's where we're doing the Mozart. We're also doing some Miyazaki film music. So you're going to hear things from Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke and things like that. So that's how we blend the orchestra playing both the classical and the contemporary. So we're blending Mozart with, you know, Miyazaki, with things like that. And the choir concert is the 22nd. Which is a Saturday night, and that's going to be a whole bunch of different tunes. They're singing stuff from the Beatles. They're singing stuff from, so that's going to be fun.
All right, fantastic, Chris. Well, that's great. I want to thank you again for coming on. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That was Chris Bergeron, conductor and music director, co-founder of the New Orleans Volunteer Orchestra. You can find out more about their organization on their website at novorchestra.com. Until next time, I'm David Benedetto for NOLA V.